Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday, everybody.
Hi.
Lines are open right now, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. You can call us. We are taking your phone calls because it's Wednesday.
Yes.
And Wednesday means your phone calls. And Oscar Santana informed me that the lines are locked and loaded. So let's get right to the phone, shall we? Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Hello, hello.
I love you.
I love you.
This is great.
I love you.
I've already won the game because I said I love you. The object of the game is to get someone to say I love you back. So yes. The game is officially over. We can actually have a normal conversation if you choose.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't want to lose the game.
Okay, that's good. Well, you won the game because I said I love you. By the way, that is the object of the I love you drive-through window game.
Yeah, made it very clear now, Mike. They should know.
When you come up to the drive-through window and you say, I love you, to the person taking your order, if you actually get the response, I love you, you are all set to go. What is that? What is that signal? No calls?
That's a signal for no calls, Mike.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, he's got to get on Facebook
And Mike,
Live.
Don't confuse the I love you game with the Jack game. In which
Why
you
don't
go
you
up-
chat with this caller while I do this?
Sir, okay. What's your name and rank?
My name is Nick. I'm from Rochester, New York.
Oh, nice. Rochester. What's the weather like these days? Any a girl that I tried to date in college from Rochester turned out to be a lesbian, but that's a different story. How are you, sir?
You too, huh?
Yes.
Same girl.
Hold on just a second. I'm going live.
Hold on. Mike's going live.
Mike
hold
is
on,
going
sir.
Live.
Rochester, you hold on.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're taking your phone calls right now. You can call us. Here's our phone number, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you're on. You can call us right now. We'd love to hear from you. So please get on the line to get on the air and call us right now. I'm waiting for the responses. It says, you're live. We're building an audience for you.
Oh, that's
yes.
Nice.
I love that. Wouldn't I love that every single day? That would be very, very exciting.
Sir, in Rochester, what are you building?
Hi, Laura Reuter. Hi, Jeff King. Hi, Matthew. I know you're all giving me thumbs up, but what we really want you to do
call.
Is get on the line right now, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920. Sir?
What is going on?
Sir, what the hell are you doing?
I'm sorry. I'm at work, and I'm trying to stay busy so my boss doesn't get mad at me.
It's okay.
What are you doing to stay busy?
Yeah,
what do you do?
Well, I'm in production.
Sorry, we're taking a call.
Electronics firm, and I'm right now building a drive.
All right, hang up on this guy. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call.
Call back with your discount.
It.
Bye.
Thank you, Rochester. So we're taking your phone calls right now at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
He's the only guy that ever has built electronics out of geese. Because that's what it sounded like what was going on.
Sheep, yeah.
He was
like
at Spacely Sprockets, and he was putting them together while he was talking to us.
Oh, you know who he hates? He hates the people at Cogswell Cogs.
Oh, yeah.
I just
deleted my Facebook Live because of my thing.
Oh,
Mike, that's just a blemish.
That's all it is.
I don't care for it. At 57 years old, I don't care for getting these little
just
things.
Just a trifle. Right. And I like
Not
when
fun.
You cover it, you look like Dr. Evil.
Nah. Mike, we've got some moles on the line.
Very good. 888-920-MORE. Let's take a phone call. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, Mike.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hold on. Somebody's at my door.
Hold on. Someone's at Mike's door.
I got to take this.
No problem. Oh, sir. Yeah.
It truly is wide open Wednesday, but not everyone calls. Some people
guys,
come to Mike's door.
Yes. We're going to have a problem.
Okay.
We're
no going to
have a problem.
Well, what's going on?
They're going to bury the line that I told the cable's going to be buried.
Okay.
I'm not sure what's going to happen. I just told the guy yes because I called and bitched about it yesterday, and they're out here
no
doing
worries.
It today.
Can you go talk to the guy while we talk to these guys, and then we can get some clarification?
I'll get some clarification.
That works.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. I do the show from my home.
Woo!
Thank you. All right. All right. Hold on. I'll be right back.
All right. Now, David.
Is his name David? No, my name's
with
David.
Two V's.
Oh, okay. Yes, Dave. No. What's up, fellow Dave?
It's just Dave.
Oh,
hey,
sorry.
Guys.
Dave.
Morning.
Where are you calling from, man, my friend?
Fairfield, California.
Ah, is that that has a proximity to Sacramento, yes?
I am closer to San Francisco to Sacramento. Thank you.
Lucky you. What can we do for you?
I just want to call and say good morning. I saw Mike live, and I'm like, oh, they're taking calls. Let me call real quick. I happen to be up at this god-awful early hour out here.
It's 6:30. What do you do for a living that has you up at this early time?
I work retail, but...
do you ever sit in the parking lot and cry?
No, I don't.
That's what my wife used to do when she worked retail.
I actually enjoy my job, and this time of year, because I work for one of the men's largest retailers, and I do the tuxedo rental side of the business.
Ooh, nice.
Know your way around an inseam, do you?
We deal with outseams. It's actually more accurate on a rental pant.
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
All right, cool.
This time of year, everything starts to slow down for us, so my job gets easier.
Appreciate that.
Then in spring, when prom and weddings start, it gets crazy. But
Mike, this is a tuxedo rental guy.
Yeah.
Oh, send us a few.
Yeah. We'll take anything.
Yeah, I love cummerbunds.
Melon's
I got an
tall.
Update on the cable, guys.
Thank you, sir. So
what they're going to do is they're going to bury it, and then it's the last thing he does. He's going to come and give me the thumbs up when they're going to do that.
Yes.
And it'll be a 2 to 3 minute delay.
Oh, no problem.
Nothing
so
to it.
We're good to go.
That's our problem. That's what we have to deal with today.
So is this mean we don't take another call, or we just hang out?
No, I mean, I think he's going to be, you know, trenching and digging and do that. Right now, I have an orange cable sitting on top of my lawn.
Yes.
So, you know, that's my concern is that I've been running over it with my car, and that's the one that was bad to start with.
Oh, you mean it's even like across your driveway?
It's across my driveway.
And you're right. Well, I'm not sure that the weight of an automobile would do any damage to a cable.
They're built for speed.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. But it's been more. The show's been going great since they put the new cable in.
The lines are locked.
Oh, sorry. 888-920-6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Hello. Hello, it's you.
Hi, guys. Happy to be on the show.
Well, you had a little delayed reaction there, but that's okay. I'm a little worried about you. Go ahead, sir. What's your name?
My name's Tony.
Tony, where are you calling from?
Burlington, Vermont.
What can we do for you?
I'm sorry?
What can we do for you?
Oh, I'm just calling to say hello, and that I love the show, and I'm a little excited, so that's why I sound funny.
You mean you're nervous? Is that why you're sounding like this?
Yes.
Can you imagine this guy, Mike, when he's calm?
You're in Vermont. Do you know the Certas, the Vermont Certas?
Oh, Marcus and Celine?
The baker?
I do. I have met them.
Oh, you have?
Do you know their pies?
No, I've never been lucky enough to get a pie.
Can you show us on the doll where Marcus touched you?
All right, I'm sorry. I've done all I can with this caller.
Thank you, sir.
I'm
not appreciate sure it. I can goodbye.
Do much and Mike in much. Vermont, he's one of the funniest men in the state.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the air. Hello. Now, why are you dissing Vermont? That's a great state. Hold on, shut up, sir.
Hold on.
Why are you dissing Vermont? I don't understand. Because you've never left Leesburg, Virginia. You've never left Northern Virginia.
That's a lie.
How can you diss other states?
That's a lie.
Terrible.
It was simply just a remark on the man's demeanor. That's all. Not the state.
You impugned the humorous capabilities of the entire Green Mountain State.
Please allow me to apologize. There are many, many funny people in Vermont, but that guy was a dick.
All right, thank you.
All right.
I'll accept that. Hello, sir. You're on the air.
Mike, Oscar, Rob.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Is this the brother of the last guy that called? I'm just curious.
Happy holidays.
We have a hotline to the home, Mike.
Hello.
I'm calling from Oklahoma City. Just wanted to say hi, and I had some questions for you.
Sure.
Yes, Oklahoma. What's your name, Oklahoma?
My name's Kian.
Kian. What kind of name is Kian?
That's Scottish-Irish.
Oh, I was thinking more African-American, but okay.
Here you go, Kian. Let me try this on you. Okay, hold on. Before you start.
You're not a Wayne's brother, are you?
We got nothing but time here, Kian. Hold you. They will never take our freedom.
Yeah, and then he drops the handkerchief.
Mike. Thank you. Go ahead, Kian. What can we do for you?
Listen, I've always had some questions for you guys, and I don't understand why the intro to the news, Oscar's always saying, no, I don't understand that.
What do you mean?
When I, oh, it's when it's no. I say boo when you go to the
news. When the news comes on, that's just a bit. I recorded that and
years ago, my friend. Years ago,
it's part of the opening. I always include news. It's part of my stager
boo.
That I use. It's a recorded sound.
That's not only really that, it's sort of Oscar's trademark.
Yeah, I'm known for my boos.
Let me explain the way it works. Oscar at that stage of the show, that is really when Oscar kind of like checks his email and checks out. And we've never been able to break him of the habit.
No.
And, you know, but the audio vault and news you may not need, that's when Oscar, you know, doesn't really.
Yeah, that's when I look at
him. You don't even have to be there, to be honest.
I just check out my TD Ameritrade account.
He also checks out right before he does Oscarazzi.
Yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. It's the end of the show. Oscar does a tremendous amount of work, like, behind the scenes, so he gets all sorts of liberties
on the
show.
He gets a pass.
He gets a pass on that. What's your other question?
Another question. Whatever happened to Buzz, man? I never did find out the backstory behind all that.
Buzz did not pass away.
What?
Don't do the X's.
Why did I send flowers then?
Buzz broke our hearts and he left us.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
Buzz wanted to do his own thing and he didn't like being on this show. That's really the truth.
We begged him to stay.
Well, no, he quit. He quit once and then I talked him into staying and then he quit again.
Happy? Did you guys still talk?
No, it was not happy at all. It was not happy. It was a bad breakup.
I'm sorry.
Not in the sense that
there weren't fisticuffs.
You know, it wasn't that hostile. It wasn't like a big thing that happened. But after he left, he teamed up with Mark Ronick, and that broke our hearts a little bit.
Yeah,
because it was just like two guys that used to work for us that went and did their own thing. And then they went out and reached out to Don
and then
to come on their network.
His enterprise.
It was really, really ugly for us. And we haven't heard from those guys. I heard something, I think, from both of them when my mom passed away. That was about
most recent. If you want to catch up with Buzz, he's currently on the sitcom Two Broke Girls.
We wish him all the best. We took the high road back then. We take the high road now.
I seriously do. I really do wish them the best. But unfortunately, in this business, and it's one of my regrets, actually, is that when relationships have ended, it's not all that pretty, not uncommon in the broadcast business. And I do wish those guys well. I wouldn't wish ill on any of them. I make jokes about them all the time, but I don't wish ill on them.
In our defense, we treated them like family.
Yeah.
We treated them like family.
I got one last question.
Go ahead.
Nikki Diamond. Who plays Nikki Diamond? That is the funniest.
What do you mean, who plays Nikki,
Nikki
Diamond?
Nikki Diamond.
Nikki Diamond is a odds maker from Pahrump, Nevada, who comes on the show.
Listen, that's the funniest bit ever, man.
Thank you. All right. You're going now. You're trouble.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks, Kean. Is it Kean?
It's Keenan.
Keenan.
Wayne.
Keenan Ivory Troublemaker. That's his full name.
Do we have another call?
We have a lot of calls.
Let's take some more. I like this. This is fun. Wide Open Wednesday. You are on the Mike O'Mara Show until they bury my cable, and then I have to take a little break.
Is that code?
Bury my cable.
Yeah, I'm going to get to him and bury my cable.
Kyla.
Hello, who's this?
This is Michelle.
Ooh. Everybody.
It's a lady. Very nice. Oh. Hi, lady.
Hi. I've been meaning to call you for the longest time, Mike. I've been a listener since I was in middle school.
Oh my God, you make me feel so old, but yet I'm old and now somewhat happy.
She's you're in your early 30s.
I'm actually 40.
Oh, sexy 40.
Yeah,
40 works. At my age, 40 is fine.
It's the new 30.
Michelle.
Go ahead, Michelle. I'm sorry. We've been talking the whole time. Go ahead.
It's okay. I just wanted to let you know that I was stationed in Germany with my husband.
Don't bring up your husband.
Let's not talk about your hateful German husband.
Right. It kind of ruins the mood, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, see, I immediately, I hear you're stationed and I hear your husband, so I picture like a drill sergeant and the mojo's gone. But tell us about your duty in Germany.
Well, I was over there really missing home, really, for 3 years. Didn't really have an opportunity to work, so I was kind of bummed for a while. But I found this radio app. And I saw your name, and I have to tell you that when I heard your voice, it whipped me back in time to home.
You know, I will tell you, Michelle, that we have gotten emails and calls over the years that say that people that are overseas, actually, this is a connection to home, and that's one of the best compliments. You know, next to somebody that's going through something difficult in their lives, that's my favorite compliment for the show, that we actually, you know, make people think about home. That's a cool thing. And we got you through that that difficult time of beer houses and strudel.
As she sat there, Mike, alone in her dirndl. Just listening to you.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. I wore it every day.
Are you still married to the military man?
For now. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Sometimes things don't work out.
Did you say for now, ma'am?
For now. Yeah. For now. That's a good thing. Is he a high ranking officer?
You know what? He enlisted and he went warrant. So he is, he does networking.
Okay, he's a warrant officer. That's good. So he's done well with his life, and that's wonderful. And but you're home now, right?
Yes, we're stationed in Arizona in a little town called Fort Huachuca.
You know that one, Oscar?
And, God's country, God's country. Nothing's out there except for the sun and the sun.
Yeah, I'm out here equally bored, looking for work now. We just moved here, but I have to say, you guys are the highlight of my day.
God bless
you. I was always familiar with Rob, not in a biblical sense, but I remembered him from the show.
Yeah, Rob's babysitters were familiar with him that way. Yeah,
yes, we had a staff of middle-aged men who were all very familiar with me, and I them.
But it's been nice to get to know Oscar, and Oscar, I'm so proud of you for going to school and working so hard. And
what?
Mike, you kept me laughing for years, and I just want to say thank you.
God bless you.
Very
That's a
sweet.
Wonderful call. Thank
Very
you, Michelle.
Sweet.
We appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Send us
from
a sexy pic. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's great. I love that. That's when somebody's,
nice.
You know,
that's cool.
We've gotten calls all over the world from people that this is a little slice of home, and I think that's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Nice. I like it.
It's nice. Nice time to start the show.
Can't wait for her marriage.
Oh, no, we don't need to start the show.
No?
Let's just sit here for a bit.
Sit here.
Yeah.
Tell me if you get a text from her.
Can we open that present? Can we open that present in back of you?
This red one? I know exactly what it is because
talking to the mic, please.
Because of the custom. I got something you can talk into.
He's
Come
a broadcast professional. No, I know we're usually opening the gifts on Thursday, but
you're
the fact
talking
is,
like you're Swedish.
You know, I
we
know
are usually opening the gifts on Thursday.
We usually to open the gifts on Thursday, but I saw that red package in back of you, and I've been curious since we connected.
It's the holidays.
Here's a card that it says is for the O'Maras. And there's actually two packages.
Ooh.
And it reads, Dear Mike, wishing you and your beautiful family very happy holidays. Mm-hmm. And thank you for letting us into your life and creating a wonderful show. We never miss a single episode. Barbara and Wes Riley.
Nice. Hi, Rileys.
And,
thank you very much.
There's actually two boxes, a red and a white. The white was for you guys, but I'll open the red for you since you thought that was the more spectacular.
All right, let me see what that is.
All right.
And let him choose because it's his show.
Very well wrapped. Very tightly wrapped.
Ooh.
Like me. What is it? I can't see.
It is a 2-pound box of C's famous old-time candies.
Ooh.
Ooh, custom and hand-built chocolate.
C's with an S, That's not right. a C.
You know, here's the cool thing about this, Rileys. Just yesterday, and this can start the show, yesterday Carla was telling me that I need to get fatter. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, there are a lot of holiday parties this season, which means you'll meet a lot of people with a lot of opinions. Here with her opinions, the girl you wish you hadn't started a conversation with at a party. So are you excited about the holidays?
Excited? I'm repulsed, Seth. All this commercialism around Christmas, it's an outrage. It's a tragedy. It's like, what are we even doing? And like, why? And like, don't.
Hey, you really seem like you're in the Christmas spirit.
You mean the Christmas spirit? Oh, right. You don't care about Jesus because you worship Hallmark.
Oh, boy.
You need to wake up and smell the music, Seth. There are homeless people out there who can't even pay their mortgages. Is that what George Washington had in mind when he started America? It's like, read something, Seth. Learn a book. For every five people who are hungry, there are five people who are too full. It's like, switch stomachs. Also, I'm sorry, why can't Secret Santa just be openly gay? So, what'd you ask for Christmas?
I don't want to tell you.
Would you relax? I'm just asking what you want for Christmas.
Okay, well, I was hoping to get the new iPad.
I asked for an end to genocide. Okay? So maybe next time you're on your new iPad,
yeah.
Look up how to be a decent human being.
All right, you know what?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us. It is Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Our audience has to be cajoled, pushed, berated to
yes.
call this
Do you
this
remember
show?
The show, Mike, True Blood?
Pushed.
Yes. Our listeners are like vampires. They have
they
to
are.
Be invited in.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, they cannot come into your home.
They can't
reach
come
us
in otherwise.
At, MikeOmaraShow.com. We're online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcoming a brand new sponsor, Soothe.
Yes.
It's the most stressful time of the year. You know that. Yes, it's the holidays, and everyone is busy, and everyone could use a little relaxation in their life right about now. That is why you need Soothe. With Soothe, it's easier than ever to find time to relax, whether you're at home, at work, or traveling. Soothe delivers a massage to your door in as little as 1 hour. When it's time for your massage, a licensed therapist will arrive with all the essentials for a quality spa experience, including table, fresh linens, music, oils, lotions. Book your massage in less than 10 seconds on the mobile app or their website at soothe.com. This is just like, Lyft. Getting a cab, but you get a masseuse, and it's fantastic.
Professionals.
This week, yes. TMOS listeners can get $30 toward their first massage with Soothe when they enter the TMOS code at checkout. Just search Soothe in the App Store or Google Play to download the app, or go to Soothe.com and schedule your appointment today. That's Soothe.com, promo code TMOS, for $30 towards your first massage. Soothe, massage delivered to you. And Oscar, I know you've taken advantage
of it.
It's
a phenomenal experience. You can actually choose which type of massage you want, whether it's a sports massage, a squeeze massage, deep tissue. They will send you the therapist for your needs to your home, and then you can just go straight to bed when you're done, which is awesome.
When we got the client, Oscar says, I'll help you set the app up. I said, I already did it. I know how to do it. The app is that clean and easy to use. Even I can do
Super
it.
Super easy.
Great.
Wonderful. We welcome them, and happy Wednesday, everybody. I have to say, I got myself a little head cold, and I got it by sitting on the beach yesterday. And
what's the weather
out.
Like down there?
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous, but they have this thing. I have no idea what caused it, but I think it was the fact that I was there, and they've had what they call red tide down here, and as soon as I
red
got
tide.
Down.
4 days little, a month.
It's happening in my house right now.
The wind was kicked up a little bit, and I said, I can tell already that I have that kind of, that. You have it in your house. That's wonderful.
Earbuds.
Can you hear my guy digging the hole in the back?
Hold on, listen.
Now we can, but before we couldn't.
Yeah,
your equipment's pretty
damn good.
So
he's not digging it by hand. He's got some sort of device that digs it.
Yeah, it's a
Toro.
He's not doing it by hand. He's
Team
got
of
a little,
dogs.
It's a little thing. It's a little it looks like a
like,
little plow that he takes.
Like
oh,
okay. A weed whacker, but it's digging.
It's actually got the wheels on it. But anyway, so I'm sitting here right now as we speak, and I'm realizing that I've got the cold. I went out with the judge last night, and it sucks. I hate this feeling. This is not a good feeling to have a head cold.
Is the head cold code for hungover?
No,
oh, okay.
It really is.
Like when Carrie wakes up and says, I think I'm getting the flu, and I said, is this the kind of flu that goes away after a greasy lunch?
No drinky-drinky?
The problem with the drinky-drinky is it wasn't anything high-octane.
Ah.
It was I had a fufu. I had fufu drinks.
Oh, like rum-based drinks?
Yeah, like with the sugar and the water and all that crap and the fruit juice and all that.
That will lower your resistance a little bit.
And that gives you a worse hangover in my experience.
Well, I do not feel... quite up to snuff.
Yeah.
But that's and then, you know, sitting at the bar and eating my mahi mahi on a bar stool. It's gorgeous down here. It's fantastic.
Sounds like paradise right now.
But it's Tuesday night, and it just doesn't work for me to do that. It does. And look at me now. I've got the cold. I was out too late last night. I am not feeling well.
The cable guy's here. Your son's probably out running around.
Mrs. O'Mara, God bless her. She did the duty this morning for me, and she let me know how happy she was to be doing it with the little guy getting up at 5:45.
Yes, it's nice when you're lucky. And, you know, I have the same kind of woman, Mike, a good woman.
Right. That a good woman.
That lives
still
to help.
Has not gotten back to me. You know, I was discussing this with you yesterday. So I send a message to Carrie Spiewak.
Let me text her right now.
No, stop. No. Don't do it.
Let him explain.
No. Don't do that. Don't be proactive. The fact is, not only
you
did I send I sent Carrie a message on Facebook to say, hey, Rob mentioned that he's doing this whole turntable thing. He's kind of tipped his hand. That got me to thinking that I got to get him something. I've got to buy him something and crickets. And then Rob says to me that they've discussed it.
Ooh.
So it's like, and I'm still blown off by the Spiewak.
You're not blown off. It's
yes,
here
we
is,
are.
No, you're not blown off. The problem is that I honestly can't think of anything that I would like to ask for. It's a horrible problem to have. I know. Boo hoo.
It's not. She shouldn't have brought it to you. She should not have brought it to you because now
broke the chain of command.
It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
That's like me saying, what do you want? If you ask me the same question, I wouldn't be able to answer
right.
either. The thing is, isn't that kind of her thing?
Yeah,
she should know that,
yeah,
right? She's your significant other.
The thing is, you know, we just celebrated our 20th anniversary.
Oh, here
and
we go.
She really doesn't love me anymore.
Hold on. I'm getting a message from her right
oh,
now.
Oh, good.
Ooh.
Carrie Spiewak writes, he wants a new car.
Yes,
well,
Carrie, I do.
I can't do. The Oldsmobile Buick is really not working for you.
The
it?
Buick LaCrosse, Ed Harrell's amazing piece of mobile.
Oh
yes.
No.
My God!
Oh no!
How dare you? Mm. The man just passed.
I told Carrie my new name for the car, so she knows.
So you inherited the car, right?
What happened is we paid.
Okay, wait, just briefly. You for people that are just joining us,
right?
Let them
Oscar
know,
has not slept in 3 days.
Let them know what the deal with this car is. What you had before.
I will. Actually, Mike, this would be a great time. Can we take a break and when I come back, can we tell you about the car?
Yeah, because I want to find out all the details about how
the death of a loved one results
in a new car in your driveway.
Well, I wouldn't call it new.
It's not new. All right. Well, you loved it at the beginning. Let's.
I don't know that I ever loved it.
We'll come back and what have I been saying? We'll take a break. Just like you. More fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Pete Johnson, reminding you that our next TMOS bonus show is bonus show number 300. Isn't that right, Rob?
That's right, Pete. 300 is a big number, isn't it?
It's a big deal to us. So this Friday, December 2nd, please help us to commemorate this milestone by hitting up all your social media and posting. What do we post, Oscar?
Hashtag TMOS bonus 300.
And the link to MikeOMaraShow.com.
300 episodes is a lot of content, and we're proud of it. Let's get the word out and get hashtag TMOS bonus 300 trending like a Kardashian robbery.
And thank you, Pete.
Thank you, ass munch.
Thanks, Pete Johnson. We appreciate that. Now, speaking of our bonus shows, how would you like a little extra in your stocking? Am I supposed to talk about this right
yes.
now?
Yes.
No, it's not a commercial. It's a promo. We need a commercial here.
I know we need a commercial here. I just didn't know whether I could talk about this promotion.
Oh, you can. Yeah, absolutely.
Got the commercial here as well.
All right.
All right, car buddy. All right, hold on. There's something special in your stocking this holiday season. Of course you'd like that. Stay tuned. This month, and we told you we're giving you the Christmas album as well. Right.
Yes.
We're giving you the Christmas album. Do we have a cut from the Christmas album, by the way?
Coming up, yes, absolutely.
This month, the Mike O'Mara Show will be handing out five $200 Amazon gift cards to five lucky listeners. Five listeners that sign up for the bonus show are going to get a $200 Amazon gift card. All you have to do is be a TMOS bonus show yearly subscriber. So that's two things we're giving you this year.
Yes.
We're going to give you a chance to win a $200 gift certificate to Amazon, and we are giving you the Mike O'Mara Show Holiday Christmas album featuring us singing.
Have an O'Merry Christmas.
You don't have it.
I do. It's attached to the promo, but I can play it by itself if you'd like to hear it now.
I'd like to hear
it. Yeah, he wants it now.
All right, here is the teaser. This is actually my vocal, Mike. So I think you're going to enjoy this. Here we are.
Here we go. Thank you.
It's an Elvis song.
Can we hear that again, please?
Sure.
It's the holiday O'Merry. What is it? O'Merry Christmas?
Have an O'Merry Christmas.
Have an O'Merry Christmas. You get that if you sign up for the bonus show. Rob Stewart. Thank you very much. Sign up for the bonus show, and you're automatically entered to win the gift card, and you get that fantastic holiday album, a full year of laughter, and the chance to win a $200 gift card. Yeah. Now, that is a happy holiday. Stay tuned for more details, and sign up for your bonus package at MikeOMaraShow.com, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show, the show that keeps giving and giving.
That's what we
and
do.
Giving. Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program brought to you by Tipsy Elves. It hasn't come yet. I'm really excited about it. This is the inappropriate holiday sweater that I'm going to wear to the party where it's not going to be appropriate to wear it. That's the only. If you want to get a Tipsy Elves sweater,
you really, said you were going to wear it to the Boston Pops.
I don't know if I have the guts to do that.
I don't know.
Here's the problem. It's a kids' concert.
Well, the kids aren't going to know what the reindeers
that's
are doing.
Be,
and the kids need to know where little deer come from.
Yeah, it's like I'd be there with my niece's kids, and it's like, where's Uncle Mike? Well, social services just carted him off. Anyway, we're talking about Tipsy Elves. Everybody needs an ugly Christmas sweater, and if you want supreme bragging rights for the most talked about sweater at the Christmas party, listen up. All you need is tipsyelves.com. Tipsy Elves Christmas sweaters are like nothing you've ever seen before. Check out the new 2016 sweaters. Mine is a lovely red and white sweater with like snowflakes surrounding two reindeer who are passionate about one another.
Oh, yeah.
Mine looks like Frankie with a Santa hat, and it says Feliz Navidad.
There it is, Navidad. You've got a Rob got the Chihuahua sweater.
I've got a nice cardigan sweater. And I got it. I threw it on. I started sweating. Perfect for the winter.
Exactly.
It's fantastic. Right now, our TMOS code can get you 20% off at tipsyelves.com. Everything on the site. Shop now for the best selection. And you'll have it in time for your ugly sweater Christmas party. Go to tipsyelves.com and enter TMOS at checkout to get your 20% site-wide discount. That's tipsyelves.com and the code TMOS.
They've got suits. They've got everything there.
And now, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I cannot wait to wear that sweater. I don't think the Boston Pops, I don't think it's going to happen, though. I don't think that...
Mike.
It would be embarrassing if the conductor was wearing the sweater.
Wouldn't it be?
Yes.
Wouldn't it?
Arthur Fiedler wouldn't do it. The new guy might.
But Paul,
thank God it's on
would
the front.
Love it. Paul would love it.
He would.
Yes. You know, maybe just coming down to breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
Or in the case of their brownstone home, going up to breakfast. Because they don't live in a house. They live in a ladder.
Oh, you have to climb. That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Constant climbing, constant walking. It's going to be painful.
Isn't
for
the
me.
Bar on the block, though, where you guys just get hammered? That's where you
five
wear a
horses.
Sweater. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, five horses.
Five horses.
But also, isn't the bedroom where you stay at street level, and didn't you fear gang violence the last time you were there?
There is a questionable casa next to theirs.
Yeah.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning, this is when I was going up there for my mom, and I heard a commotion outside. I went over to, we're on the street level. It's actually almost like a basement. And I
like Laverne and Shirley's apartment.
And they got these little shutters.
Just like Laverne and Shirley.
Yes.
That's exactly what
more
it is.
More like
that's
Mr.
What
Roper.
I was thinking. And I crack open the shutter, and I look, and what I'm looking at is a cigarette in a hand.
Yes.
Like that's almost up against the window. And I got very afeared. Very afraid.
Well, because you heard people, you're in the city. You're in a big city, right?
Yeah. And it was, it's the thing like Ron and Fez used to say, you know, white people are so afraid of black people. I was sitting there and there was a commotion going on. And it looked like somebody was catching a smoke. Outside.
Sure.
And using some very colorful language.
Mike, I was thinking of you this morning as I was watching our friends The Junkies on CSN. Mm-hmm. And
white people are so scared of black people.
Annie DeFranco. There you go.
And JP, hey JP.
Oh, John Paul Flame.
Yes.
John Paul Flame.
From The Junkies was talking about being in Georgetown and running into our friend with Tourette's that we've all run into on our block.
Right.
And there was a moment where he said he tried to take a different street, but it seemed like the person with Tourette's, unfortunately, you know, it's a disease that was following him, basically. And
oh,
I
really?
Sat there and I was like, I wonder if that's the same a person with Tourette's that was with Mike, and the one that's outside that every time I talk to yells at me.
Yeah, it could be.
Same
area. Same area. Same streets.
Know. He was. I think I did a golf tournament one time for Tourette's, and it was. that's all God. I'm going to say. I'm not. You know, I could go on for an hour and a half. We want to talk about Rob's car. Okay?
I just wanted to. Hold up the thing that says "quiet" on the backswing?
Yes. It's exactly
decent
how that
question.
Just wanted to know.
Are you excited for Tiger Woods before we get to the Buick?
Yeah, a little bit.
He's a spokesman for Buick, or was.
But the thing is, you know, it's yet to be seen. He's tried this comeback a couple of times. We'll see what happens. It would be one of the great comeback stories in sports if he was able to regain even a little bit of his form. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
I'm rooting
for him,
Mike.
Chance. I hope I see him at the Masters. Yeah. That's what I'm excited to see Tiger. It'll be very, very cool. So I'll be taking Rob's Oldsmobile to the Masters.
No, it's a Buick, Mike. In April. It's a 2008 Buick LaCrosse.
Isn't that the same thing, really, an Oldsmobile?
Well, Oldsmobiles aren't made anymore.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And perhaps Buick might want to go by their game plan. Mm-hmm.
So you used to have a car you loved, a 300.
Chrysler 300 with all kinds of power and an 8-cylinder engine and a lot of room on the inside and a huge trunk. It's a Fentley. It was a fake Bentley.
Oh, my God. It was like, is that M&M?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that 50 Cent? No, that's Rob Spiewak.
You and your
Chrome
bride.
Everywhere.
Have, you know, I don't want to say benefited from death, but you've been around dead relatives who, unfortunately, you know, they leave things behind.
Well, we caught a break this time. When Carrie's mother passed, unfortunately, Carrie's sister Michelle got her, what was it? It was a Hyundai crossover. I can't think of the name. It might have been like the Avalon.
Santa Fe?
That's exactly it.
Oh, look at you.
Santa Fe.
And she, you know, I believe she still might be driving that car. And when
how tired are you? I thought I was the one with the hangover today.
He's doomed. He's doomed. Oh, wow. He might not make it. Right now, I can hear the thumping of his heart. Oh, because of all the five-hour energies he's had.
We're going to 10 in 2 minutes.
Was there consternation when Carrie did not get the
no, I don't think so.
We didn't car.
We didn't need a car at the time.
If only the flight had landed 3 hours earlier, we would have gotten that car.
No, are the Spiewaks known as scavengers?
No.
Do you collect? Will you take things people don't want?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I am a collector. Carrie is not a collector.
Okay.
But I collect.
To be honest, if I was adding the two of you up, Oscar, you probably would win the scavenger award because you took all that stuff from my house. Remember?
Yes.
Where
because you never
you
know
it in your,
when
you
you're going to need
storage.
You know, Mike, your dining room table that I picked up will probably be my dining room table once my house is done.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
so
a nice
it'll
table
never
too.
It will yes. never be a dining room table then.
Where is that in your mom's house now?
Right now, it's my mom's basement with the other dining room table that she had before the new one they bought.
Okay, so there are technically three dining room
it's
tables.
It's a Levitt's
your
furniture shop in my parents' basement.
Hey, you'll love it at Levitt's.
There you go.
And each table is wider than Oscar's townhouse.
Yes.
The thing is, though, we were downsizing, and every time it seemed I would say, "Hey, I want to get rid of this," and Oscar would be, "I'll take it," and then. Yeah. Jose and Oscar came over, his brother.
With a
congratulations.
U-Haul.
By the way, can we say congratulations to
we
baby
can.
Sebastian?
Absolutely. And I picked up your name book that we
lost
have.
My name.
Lost my name, yeah.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
And Rob was kind enough to sit with me and actually write out the dedication because I wanted to make sure we got it right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Lots of spelling and grammar errors, and I was able to tidy it right up.
Beautiful baby boy, Sebastian. Jose and his wife had this beautiful, beautiful baby, and welcome to the world, and we're all
can't
very
wait
happy
to meet
for them, and that's very, very exciting.
Your dining room table was gorgeous. It pained me to see it go because that's a gorgeous piece of furniture.
You know, it's funny. I think about the one that I had several houses ago back in the day. In fact, thinking about the Junkies, when you mentioned the Junkies, who just recently celebrated their 20th anniversary,
20th,
which deserves a round of applause.
Good guys.
20 years at WJFK. Every year they've supported us, and they are still going strong on the radio station.
Mike.
The radio station I used to work at.
It's almost been 10 years.
Mike, I know that it sucks to be fired.
They're still
but
on.
I want you to remember what it was like for the last 9 months.
Yeah, you're right. It was terrible. It,
it
was
sucked.
Terrible. You know,
it literally sucked. There was a time when it was great.
sometimes at night I wake up in a cold sweat and I say, what if CK had been my intern? Anyway, I think about that. You
yeah.
know, I really do. Wouldn't that have been wonderful?
Caps, Mike.
That's true.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
I had a huge dining room table way, way, way back when that I had made. In
Purcellville. Whoa, man.
Yeah, back in the day. Now, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing like that,
because
Rob?
Because I'm envisioning the scene in Citizen Kane with the 40-foot table, and they're
huge.
At opposite ends.
It was huge.
You seated, I forget which wife it would be,
it was
but you seated 40 feet away from your wife.
You heard that, Michael.
How
which
are the
wife?
Eggs? How was are the all, eggs?
Which
it
wife?
Was a, it was a very, very large. Yeah,
I pictured ago. War of the Roses.
Yeah. Not quite. No. It was just big. It was big. And then,
how do you have? I don't even know how you make furniture. Who do you ask to make furniture?
There
a
was
baker.
A,
you the, idiot.
No, I look.
A
I know,
carpenter.
I know Marlo, and I know
cabinet maker. Like a you know guy that makes furniture. A guy that makes
cabinet
custom furniture.
Maker's son.
That's what they had, and so they, you know, we were driving through Purcellville, Virginia, mm-hmm. and they got a lot of these artsy, crafty guys out there.
Yeah,
and
I
saw
the
sign. I saw the sign. I called the phone number. I said, "Do you make tables? I've got an odd sized dining room that I need a table for. And can you,
can we reenact the phone call? I'll be the cabinet maker. Okay, okay. Hello, David's Cabinets."
Hi, I've got a need for a custom-made dining room table. Do you do that type of work?
Yes, hold on one moment, please.
Honey, we got one on the line!
All right, okay. It was...
Radio's Mike O'Mara, hold on, please.
It was Ka-ching! The same... It was basically the same price as if you were to buy a large table in a furniture store.
But the secret is finding the custom size.
Was it for 20 or 25?
I don't remember.
I bet you know what? The chairs is where I bet you they got you. Did they make the chairs or just the table?
Just the table.
Because the chairs, table. That's the expense.
Yeah,
why are
the
chairs
the
so much more expensive?
Though.
Because there's
well,
more
I don't know what the chairs
cost.
I'm asking him because he's a furniture guy,
I don't know why I brought up
guy,
the story
remember?
Of the table in the first place.
More precision fitting, more precision work. And also keep in mind, I would say even if a chair is only half the work of a table, you need at least 8 chairs. So think of it, half. It's like 4 times.
Yeah, the reclaimed.
You know what I remember about that table?
Yes.
I remember a first birthday party for Elizabeth.
Oh,
well,
that
that's
is
neat.
Sweet.
That's a good
where
memory.
She had the chocolate cake all
great
over her
memory.
Face, mm-hmm. and it was. And I've got a picture of that somewhere, and it was wonderful. It was in a long land, long ago, far, far away. That was a large home that I had.
Yeah, he actually used the wood
with
from the table to build his next house. Reclaimed wood you. From the table.
All right, we'll get to your car when we come
divorce.
Back.
Divorce! I want the table!
Never
I
the
went
table.
To Prisonville. I bought the table.
If my memory serves me, the table conveyed. All right, we're going to take a break. And, it was made for the room.
That's right.
Beautiful home. Beautiful, beautiful
It was
home.
A gorgeous house.
Yes, it was a very nice home. Thank you. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. And now I live in a trailer. We'll be right back.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me...
Fruitcake!
That's right, fruitcake. And not just any fruitcake, a Rob Spiewak signature fruitcake. And the only place you can get one is right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Just email us at fruitcake@mikeomarashow.com. It's the Mike O'Mara Show 12 Days of Fruitcake Progressive Jackpot Sweepstakes. Just make sure to include your phone number and the reason why you should win. It's that easy. So get to writing. Before long, we may be calling you to tell you...
Merry Christmas to you.
First giveaway tomorrow, Mike.
Hey,
so make sure those entries get in.
You know, this podcast has to be known as the Christmas podcast. Is there any podcast... I challenge podcasters everywhere to tell me if they're doing as much as we are doing. We are giving away $200 gift certificates to Amazon.
$1,000 total, Mike.
Yes.
$1,000 total. We are giving away a holiday album for free when you subscribe to the bonus show. And now we're giving away fruitcake.
Yes.
What a show. What an incredible show.
I
Welcome
love the
back
holidays.
To the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Loot Crate. Everybody knows someone who loves to geek out on superheroes, video games, and sci-fi, but you have no idea what to get them for the holidays, right? Well, listen up. Let me tell you about Loot Crate. We've all gotten our loot crates here at the show. These guys have you covered. Every month, they'll send a box of cool loot that any geek would love. I'm getting incredible feedback for Loot Crate. People yes. are loving this. It's like a great present every month based on themes that they love, like anime, pony.
Yeah, buddy.
Anime, gaming, and many more. Get exclusive, awesome products from top franchises like Marvel, Batman, Harry Potter, Fallout, and more. Plus, Loot Crate is offering our listeners special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions. All you have to do is go to lootcrate.com/TMOS and choose the crate theme, the length of the subscription, add the recipient, and you're done. Ho, ho, ho. Ready to make everyone jealous with your incredible gift giving? You've got superpowers, people. Go to lootcrate.com/TMOS and take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now. That's Loot Crate, LOOTCRATE.com/TMOS for this special offer. Lootcrate.com/TMOS.
Mike, we all win because yes. little Luca has got Loot Crate for Harry Potter going his way all year long.
Oh, he'll love it.
Didn't have to think about it. I know he's into it. It's going to be great.
Delightful. That's yes. wonderful. All right, now back to your car.
Yes, the amazing POS mobile.
Yes.
I thought
you loved it. You said you loved
it. Yeah, you were cheering about it. You're like, I got a new Buick. The gas mileage is great.
I was focusing on the positives because you know what? The old car had a big engine, and it got a lot of power.
What car did you get rid of?
Within two months, we got rid of the Tahoe and the Chrysler 300. So Carrie now has the Kia Soul, which is a golf cart. And
see, I didn't know you got
Carrie
a Kia.
Wanted the Kia Soul.
Yeah.
So Rob, because he's the kindest man in the world, forewent his own happiness and took her father's...
Forewent?
Yes, forewent. Forgave. For something. He gave up.
4 hours of sleep.
Yes.
That's what it is.
What would the wording be? It would be sacrificed.
Yeah,
right?
Sacrificed. Yeah, but I think
forewent worked.
That's an awfully strong word because we needed... The Tahoe
I never
didn't
heard you... I never heard you talk about the Kia, though.
Yeah, you did. We talked
really?
About it briefly.
Yes.
Yeah, but right. we got the Tahoe needed to go.
Hamster car, right?
It had close to 200,000 miles.
Right,
and so things were starting to go. And when maintenance and repairs exceed a monthly payment, it's time to let it go.
How do you fit in the Kia Soul? Do you fit in it?
With great difficulty.
Really, to be honest with you, I talked about this with Lyft. When I got a Toyota Corolla that came to pick me up at the hotel, I sent him away because I don't fit into a Toyota Corolla. And it's not the fat. It's the fact that my torso.
It's not the fat at all. At all. How dare they?
I don't fit into certain cars.
The back seat, I couldn't do the back seat, and that's more based on legroom.
But you can
the
drive
front
it?
Seat, yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad at all.
Your head's not pressing up against the
No,
the
there
roof?
Is there is headroom, and there is where it is a little lacking is shoulder room.
Right.
But as far as the gut goes, it's fine.
Okay,
and it is though, however, we got the upgraded engine, which is like going from electric.
Is that a three-cylinder?
It's going from electric to a gas golf cart, Mike. And it's a. Here's what you hear a lot.
What is the upgraded engine on a Kia Soul?
You know what? It is still. I think it's still a four.
It's still a four-cylinder.
Yeah, it is.
2.7 liter.
I have to say this.
That might be right.
The Volvo that I drive, that is a four-cylinder car, and they do such amazing things with four-cylinder engines now. I mean, it's truly astonishing to think that they can get that kind of power out of
an amazing amount of power considering the fact you're driving around in a box from Amazon. Really, you expect when you open the sunroof for circus peanuts or packing peanuts to come out because it looks like a shipping crate. The car is square.
She loved it, though, and she wanted it.
She loved it, and she wanted it, yes.
You should have flown down here and gotten your Kia down here.
Huge! And it's got all the toys and all the bells and all the whistles and premium sound and navigation and leather seats that she says are uncomfortable. Now she says it.
When did you acquire the Kia Soul?
We bought it. This is why I remember it. We bought it the day the article ran in the Post about the show, which would have been the summertime, August, I guess. Yeah,
it was a summer purchase.
It was a summer purchase, and then
do you like that car at all? Or
I like it. I think it's fine. I mean,
what color is it? Is it that gunmetal green?
Gunmetal gray.
Gunmetal gray.
One thing they did not charge us for the upgrade on the interior. They gave us a good deal. I mean, we got. I don't feel like we got rooked on it, except for the
Kia
fact
leather.
That now it's a very thick cardboard.
Stas are buying this car.
It is a. Hello, David.
How about I put some shoes in it for you?
Two-color leather interior with the stitching. It's really
cool.
Oh,
two-tone.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
Rob called the dealership and said, all right, now, tell me out the door with everything. How much? We're doing Lost in America, by the way, when he buys his Mercedes. But that's another story.
That movie holds up.
We'll use that as a show open tomorrow, folks. Yes. That's a good one. Yeah. Hello, David.
So, unfortunately, Carrie loses her dad. And,
yes.
You know, adding to the fact that really 2016 will, in my memory, be
go
one
down
of the
in
worst
history.
Year.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
one of the worst years horrible. I can ever remember for a variety of things.
And he had, among his estate, which was divided equally among his three daughters, was a 2008 Buick LaCrosse that had just under 70,000 miles.
Not a lot of miles for 2008.
And very well-maintained car, looked new, looked like a brand new rental car. And my Chrysler was closing in on 180,000 miles and had no real mechanical issues to speak of.
Right.
But when you close in closer to 200, you start worrying about it, even though you see a lot of them that have a lot of miles on it. And I drive about 100 miles a day back and forth to work.
Highway miles.
Yeah.
When you first talked to me about this car, the Buick, you were pretty psyched. You actually were kind of
looked pretty good
for this.
And I said, you know what? This is a good way out of it. And
free car.
And it wasn't free. We paid a nominal fee to either sister.
To buy out the other sisters
because they owned a third of it.
Oh.
But we got, I mean, it's Whoa. Fair. It's only fair. Yeah,
that's just
it's
fair. Come
on. Nitpicky.
Yeah, nitpicky.
Hey, guys, make this a little easy on me. All right?
Yeah, really.
I'm already yelling about the free car. We don't need to really, these sisters, you know, I might be on thin ice with them as it is. So.
Where's the check for $600?
Here's an idea.
Jesus.
Go buy Luca another book. Okay.
I'd hang up the phone.
So,
and they're like, where's
so
the
you
check?
Were psyched at first. When did things begin to go
the first
south
problem,
in the automobile?
The first problem was when I got on the highway the first day and I got an indicator light that said the front tire is low.
Okay, minor, but it's still
and
the
so,
fact that it, you just got the car and
right,
it has the
and it has the little
light.
Exclamation point and the orange
right.
U. And it's you're supposed to be at 30 PSI, and
you'll
I
be
hit the,
you'll
the
be
indicator.
Honest with me, there is no car that says senior citizen more than a Buick.
Mike, this
LaCrosse.
Car not only says senior citizen, it says senior citizen 1 week rental in Boca is what it says. And yeah. and make no mistake, my father-in-law, he lived in a suburb of Orlando. This
right.
is a Florida car
yes.
driven
right.
by an older Florida man.
No rust.
So I said, all right. So I go to a gas station. You know where I go? I go to the Exorcist gas station, the
okay.
one that's right down the bottom of the Exorcist steps.
Oh, yeah.
And
best
I have to
gas
go-
prices anywhere.
Georgetown.
Well, yeah, but
prices.
the air is only 75 cents.
By the way, if you come to Washington, D.C. and you have to fill up your rental car, remember, you go to the Exorcist Steps Exxon, and if you go there, gas now, currently, $7.45 a gallon.
Mike, that's right. Would you like to round that up, sir?
Quick update. That station's going to be gone within a year.
Yeah, they're taking it down and putting up condos.
Condo, man.
Oh,
so there's
no.
only probably like 10 gas stations in the district now.
Yes.
There's no place to get gas.
There's a big to-do
Where's
about
Jimmy
it?
Gonna park his motorcycle?
That's not gonna be a very big stop for the ride.
Come on there. Wow. Man, no... No square of grass left undeveloped in D.C.
That's what they do,
sure.
man.
So we go there, and I have to get change because it's... Remember when air used to be free? Now it's 75
yeah.
cents. It
yeah.
says the right front tire is low. So I go, and I... Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching,
nice
ka-ching,
option,
ka-ching.
Though, that it's got an interior indicator light
yes.
that lets you know that
they're,
the tire...
Modern.
And that's really not
and
like
then
an engine light going on.
No, and so then
like
I go, and I check it, and it still says it's low, but it says that the rear left now has 38 pounds of pressure because for some reason, they have hooked the wrong sensors to the wrong tire.
Oh, no.
So I have
like
to
when
go.
Like when they built the car.
So
it's
I had
worst.
To actually spend, I think, 375 cents, which in the grand scheme is not much, but I shouldn't have to be spending any of this and making notes as to which tire is actually labeled which tire. So I finally get it right.
Sounds like you're heading down the highway where you can make a certain summertime beverage from that car. Yes, that involves a citrus fruit. There you go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So
all right.
I get home.
Lemon.
And then I get on to the beautiful, maybe my favorite road in the entire Virginia, D.C., Maryland corridor is the George Washington Memorial Parkway. Gorgeous
Parkway.
Right?
It is gorgeous.
Beautiful, beautiful road.
And yeah. it's open, and I get in, and I punch the gas pedal, and I go, but I don't go. I just go. And it does, and I realize then for the first time, it doesn't have but half the power of the car I'm used to.
Is that a four cylinder? Too?
It's a six.
It's a six.
It's I think it's the Buick small six because I think they offer
the Buick slant six.
Exactly. So
manufactured, designed in the 1970s.
What I'm expecting is vroom, and what I get is
yeah.
I mean, you'll get to 60 miles an hour, but it takes you a little bit of time.
And whining, screaming engine.
You've been used to 8 or 12 your entire life.
I've never had anything other than an 8-cylinder car, and the car that I'm coming from had, I believe, 428 horsepower.
Whoa.
It was the Hemi engine, and it just, I never got to the top end of it. It was just an amazing
car. Yeah,
and I
mean, when you are used to driving a car with real power, it's an amazing transition when you go down. So this car,
it sucks coming out of a toll booth, I tell you
so
what.
So it's got screwed up indicator lights, and it's underpowered.
3 days later, I start the car, and the tire is low again. At least now I know which one it is, because it's not really the right front.
You have a slow leak in your tire.
So I get that fixed, and they say, hey, you know what? I said, what? They said, you know, your indicators are wrong on your tires. I said, yeah, I know. I know that. He says, we can fix it. I said, then do. Uh-oh. Please do.
Do you have a mechanic that you go to?
I have a mechanic I like very much, yes.
Okay, and so you're going to an independent mechanic, not a dealership, right?
So, yeah, and so I get all that worked out. Oh, and also the airbag indicator light always is on. I don't know why. And so I did go to a dealership for that. And they said, do you have a laptop? I said, no, but I have a couple iPads in my briefcase. He says, oh, yeah, that messes with that. Just ignore it.
The weight.
No, just the signal. It's searching for Wi-Fi.
Oh,
and it throws off.
God.
He says, so don't worry about your airbag indicator light. It's fine.
This car is like the house of horrors.
But this is the best, is that about 3 weeks ago, I pull into my garage up to the garage door, and I see only one side of it lit up. One of my headlights has gone out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And I said, you know,
you've paid the sisters for a car that has a tremendous amount of damage.
Make sure
and
it's
I
even
said,
Stevens.
I do mostly daytime driving, so this is not an urgent thing. So I sort of back burner it.
Oh,
but
God.
It's in the back of my head that eventually I'm going to have to get it fixed. I mean, it's not like I'm going
on. You get pulled over.
Yeah, but not if it's daytime. It won't be on in the daytime. And I leave after daylight and I come home before.
Do you not leave the house ever?
Saturday too.
No, I never do. Well, if I do, I take Carrie's car. And I did for the last couple weeks.
Good man.
So I finally go. I said, you know what? Let me look in the book. Look in the book, change this light. Because I head over to AutoZone and change the light. And it says,
you did it on your own. That's very
handy. Well, I looked in the book, and it said, this is how you change this light. This is how you change this light. And I go through the book 8 times. No instruction at all of how to change the headlight. Then I find, in smaller font than anything else in the book, and as if that isn't enough, it's under a line, italicized, and in parentheses. It says, if you need to change your headlamp, see a dealer.
Oh, no.
And I think, you know
ka-ching.
What? Let me just... Let's go to Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube does headlights.
Did you check YouTube to see if maybe somebody figured it out?
So I went to, because I called Jiffy Lube, and they said, we can do it $29. And I said, you know what? I'd be paying
not bad.
I'd be paying $10 for the light anyway.
$29 all day.
So I go in, and the man comes in. He says, what do you need? And I said, I need a headlight change. Do you want our signature oil change? I said, no, I don't. He said, I just need you to change this headlight, this front passenger headlight. He says, how about your brake lights? I said, not my brake lights. He says, hit your brake pedal. Let's see if you need a brake light. He is really trying everything to upsell
me. What a dick.
Every light works. So I go in, and 35
What's
minutes
that
later.
About? That's crap.
35 minutes later, he calls me out. Mr. Spowstick?
Mr. Spienfadensen?
I said, Spiewak? Yes. He says, we can't change your light.
After 35 minutes.
I said, why? He says, your bumper has to come off, and the bumper is riveted, so the rivets need to be drilled out.
Oh, my God.
Removed and reattached.
To change a headlight.
Always buy American.
Yeah.
That's what
the
I say.
Car from hell.
So,
it is American. It's a Buick.
And I said, what do I do?
I never buy American.
What do I do? Never have. So what do I do? He says, well, there's a place. I won't mention their name. They did a fine job, but nothing great. Around the corner, they can help you out. So I go to this place, and I get the most cheerful man in the world who says, we're gonna have to drill it out.
Drill it out.
It's
how
riveted.
Much did it cost you? How much did it cost you to get a new headlight?
It was. It would have been close to $200 to get a headlamp put in, but they worked it down to $135. because that, my jaw was on the counter.
I am so pissed for you.
And that was really, I'm not, it's through nothing that I did wrong. All right. I wanted to do was have a safe operational vehicle.
Right.
And that also took about 35 minutes at Jiffy Lube and another close to 2 hours at that place. So
got a solution for you.
Yeah, it doesn't involve gasoline and a match.
No, I would send the bill. Send the bill for the headlight to the sisters.
Yeah, the penny pinchers. Yeah,
have them split it in half. You know, yeah. Send half of that bill to one sister, half to the other.
I tell you what,
I had to do this.
As soon as you send me a stamp, I'm on it.
Very good. All right, we'll do that. Stamps.com.
Hey, who's that? What? Look, not to get too deep into this,
right?
But people have to plan estates all the time,
right?
Did the state say that you had to split everything evenly?
No. It was implied
the courteous thing to do.
And the courteous thing to do, and also something he had mentioned in life.
Oh, okay.
I say. So that's what worked out.
So basically, you girls divvy this up.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Right.
You guys work it out.
And technically, after the bumper came off to change the headlight, you could have sent one of those things to the sister. Send the bumper.
Just piecemeal the car.
Be a great idea.
Back to them.
Hey, what's this we got in the mail? It appears to be a non-functioning light bulb.
By the time you get the delivery of the rear passenger seat, you'll be a half owner. That'll be a lot of fun. We'll take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills. News you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi. You know, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also one of the busiest. Luckily, one of the most important holiday traditions doesn't take much time at all. We would like you to subscribe, renew, or give the TMOS bonus package. Each week, we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. And boys, I know you're excited because this year, there's something special coming if you order the bonus package. Am I right, Rob Spiewak? Am I right?
Me.
That's right. You'll receive the soon-to-be classic holiday album, Have an Oh Merry Christmas. Did you come up with that name, Oscar? I'm just curious.
I did, but more importantly, Mike, help keep TMOS a no-kill shelter.
Thank you. All of your favorite holiday songs sung by all your TMOS buddies, and the only way to get it.
How do you get it, Mike?
You buy the TMOS bonus package.
That's right. It's all
waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus package, and you'll get the holiday album. Here's a clip now. There it is. Fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how it's changed my life. It's truly one of my favorite things. Now, my innovative friends at Sleep Number have created a pillow that is so comfortable. It's the one I use every night. It's everybody's favorite. I have to tell the truth. Carla and I have been fighting over this pillow.
Great pillow.
We fight over this pillow. I win. I just call the age card, you know, the infirmed age card. I'm like, I will wake up with a horrible neck if I don't use that pillow. And she lets me have it. It's the Sleep Number Comfort Fit Pillow, the perfect combination of soft comfort and conforming support. Never felt a pillow like this before. It features a unique fill of memory foam coupled with premium down alternative fibers. It is so comfortable. It keeps its shape night after night. The Comfort Fit Pillow is so comfortable. It is truly the must-have gift for everybody on your list. My Sleep Number setting is an 85, Carla's is a 65, and last night my Sleep IQ score was a 95. And I feel great. There's just one place you can find the Comfort Fit Pillow at a Sleep Number store right now. You can buy one and get one 50% off. Be sure to check out all their great gifts for smarter sleep. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find a Sleep Number store near you by calling 800-511-0061. Make sure that you make a list. You check it twice, you find out who's naughty, you find out who's nice, and you get somebody that wonderful pillow. And please, this is important. My own family didn't do this when I needed them to. Please tell them that Mike O'Mara sent
yes.
you.
Yes.
It's that important to me. I would thank you very, very much. On with the show, people.
News.
News.
Well, we now know a bit more about that Anthony Michael Hall situation.
He was facing charges yesterday.
Weird science.
Got into a fight. Primarily, the information is about the guy who Hall got into the fight with. The guy's name is Richard Sampson. He's 48, and he's still recovering from his injuries.
Every damn night.
Which includes a broken wrist, It's just nasty. A broken wrist. Oh. The fight originally had nothing to do with him. He heard Hall, Anthony Michael Hall, arguing with another guy. He went outside to check it out. He says, quote, I told him you need to calm down. Within 2 seconds, he was in my face and said some very unpleasant things to me. He then shoved me, and I fell to the ground. And this wasn't an isolated incident. Here's the quote. I am not the only one in the complex who has had interactions with him. The police have been here before because of him. It's a scary thing living next to this guy.
Man. Wow.
How the mighty have fallen. I mean, he wasn't that, you know, he didn't have that great a filmography anyway.
He
was
super dick in Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it's a shame. He really is one of those classic kid stars that just morphed into something hideous.
Horrible.
Right? I mean,
he was ruined by Saturday Night Live, I think. Because he was part of that weird first Lorne Michaels season,
yeah,
and they threw
terrible.
Him on, and he couldn't do anything.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And Robert Downey Jr. was on a similar path, but bounced back.
That's right.
Yeah, he did. He came back.
It's the heroin.
Ivanka Trump released a book in 2009 called The Trump Card, in which she tried to make it sound like she didn't have every single advantage a human being could have to get ahead in life, plus one. Like, she talked about not being able to set up a lemonade stand because she lived in Trump Tower. She said she didn't have the advantage of an ordinary home on an ordinary street. So she and her brothers set up one outside their summer house in Connecticut. That's but they nice. Ran into another disadvantage. The neighborhood was so affluent that there was no foot traffic. Luckily, they had help. And by help, I mean the help. They got the bodyguard, the driver, and the maids to dig deep in their spare change and buy lemonade.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
And the Trump kids were able to, quote, make the best of a bad situation. She also says she and her brothers used to make fake Native American arrowheads and bury them in the woods. Then when they were playing with their friends, they would find them and sell them to the other kids for $5 each. Yeah.
That
interesting.
Is
yeah. Interesting.
He's named Barry. I bought an arrowhead.
I got a $5 arrowhead. I went to the Trump's house. Time Magazine has put together the annual top 10 of everything rundown of 2016. I just gleaned some highlights for you with the top three in a couple of categories. Top 10 TV shows. Here are the top three. The Americans. Anybody?
Oh, anyone? Yeah. The Americans rules. Absolutely rules.
Number two, The Girlfriend Experience on Starz. Anybody watch that?
I've heard of that. I've
yes.
Not seen it.
It was hyped too much for me. But if you go with low expectations, lots of sex.
Number one, this seemed to be the show of the year. The People versus O.J. Simpson American Crime
Story. Yeah, watched every episode.
Awesome.
And the best late night TV moments, number three, is Michelle Obama doing carpool karaoke. That was viral, and I saw that.
I was impressed.
I know. James Gordon. Yes, well, that's America. Number two, Ben Affleck sneaks Matt Damon onto Jimmy Kimmel Live. That was funny.
Finally.
I saw that. And the number one that they wrote, Jimmy Fallon and Barack Obama slow jam the news again.
I tell you what, it just goes to show what a great year it's been.
Yeah, terrific year. Fantastic.
Mike, did you hear they also had the worst songs of the year? And I have a clip of the worst song of 2016. It goes like this. Decorate.
The Mike O'Mara Show holiday album, Have an O'Merry Christmas, will be yours if you subscribe to the bonus package.
Drops later this month, yes.
We are legitimately, we have recorded 12 songs. Rob's done it. Oscar, Pony's done it. We have Mac, he's recording Little Drummer Boy. It's going to be an incredible album and filled with hilarity.
Mike, the recording
it.
Sessions sound like they've been done at Electric Ladyland Studios in
it's
New York.
Amazing.
It's
yes.
pretty beautiful.
Mm.
It's a testament to Rob's ear.
A thrill to
what?
Me would be a thrill for me would be just picturing a listener on Christmas morning playing our Christmas
That'd
album
cool.
in the background. That would be truly special.
And an in-law vomiting.
There you go. There was a report yesterday that production on Keeping Up with the Kardashians was being suspended while Kim and Kanye deal with their crises, but it's not true. E! Issued a statement saying the show is, quote, currently in production and has not been halted. They didn't say what they're filming or how much of Kim and Kanye's trauma will make it to the screen. E! Did shut down production temporarily after she was robbed. Kim was robbed at gunpoint in Paris. Meanwhile, a source says not much has changed regarding Kanye's condition, and Kim won't even let their kids, North and Saint, visit him. So he's still really messed up. That's
getting a little scary now.
Yeah, that seems to be growing hair, that situation. That's very odd. We'll keep you posted.
I wonder
that.
If any of it story. Will make it into the reality show.
Yeah, I doubt it. Har, har, har.
They had a Lamar Odom story, and I'm like, that's the guy you don't put on TV.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. This is the adult drunken version of Willy Wonka's golden tickets. Bud Light is putting 37,000 golden beer cans inside of their cases through December and January. If you find one, you have to take a selfie with it and post it on social media. Six of those people, only six of the 37,000?
Those cheese.
Six of those people will win season tickets to their favorite NFL team. What? That is a rip-off promotion for a beer company.
How about
company
you
that
give
big.
Away at least 37, you jerks?
And you know what?
Exactly.
Still not worth drinking Bud Light.
Yeah. One person will win Super Bowl tickets for life. Okay, that's the big prize. Well, technically 51 years, according to the rules.
There you go.
51 years.
We are just such a nation of rubes, aren't we? Or, oh, boy, isn't that exciting?
Give away 300, not... Oh, the number's just all wrong.
Yeah, it's not fair. We do... Think about... If you balance sheet the giveaways that Bud is doing with the Mike O'Meara show, I'm sorry. We're giving you our right arm here.
Because we care, Mike. Because we
care.
Thank
you very much.
What if Budweiser released a Christmas album recorded by Augie Bush, owner and operator of Anheuser-Busch?
Augie. Cheap old Augie.
Augie. Yeah, well,
how many tickets do we? Six? I can pop for six. How many billions of dollars did we make last year selling our flavored water?
My stepfather-in-law built August Bush's pool.
Really?
Yeah, and it had the Budweiser eagle laid in tile. In the
to be fair, it's owned by InBev now.
Well, now it is.
Yeah,
over
yeah.
In Germany.
So it's a whole different animal.
Those wacky Germans that are
one person who gets Super Bowl tickets, the other six must die.
and now, a little something something. A 29-year-old guy named Sean Torres tried to rob a Family Dollar in Deltona, Florida.
Oh, no.
That's a great store, though, Mike. Everything is like a dollar.
He wound up running off without any money. A police helicopter spotted him jumping into a pond near the store trying to get away.
Name
when, when the cops went to the pond, Sean told them he was, quote, just fishing. And he helpfully let them know the guy who did it went that away.
Oh, how clever!
He had to.
The Bugs Bunny defense.
He just had one big problem. When he robbed the store, he pulled his shirt over his face to cover it, and that showed off a tattoo on his stomach that said loyalty. Right here, this happened. When he got out of the pond to talk to the cops, they confirmed that he had the tattoo. He was arrested and charged with armed robbery and criminal mischief. And, of course, it leads me to today's Florida slogan of the day.
So this is a new slogan just for today.
You can collect these and trade them with your friends.
Excellent.
Florida. Florida, there's no way you're dumber than we are. Thank you very much. Very good. There it is. Jump in the pond.
Loyalty.
Loyalty.
For the barcode.
Loyalty. You dumbass. We will take a break. Come back with the audio of Alton Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Well, it's Christmas.
Cake and cookies.
Beep, 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 yeah.
Because, Waze? Yeah, Waze. W-A-Z-E, the traffic app.
Oh, Dan's not allowed to use that.
Has he been barred by the Waze people?
No, he's been barred by this person.
Why is he not allowed to use it?
He gets real mad real fast.
Why?
Let's be clear here. First of all, Dan can't merge.
Well, no wonder you don't have children.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
I love that one.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Omaha Steaks. I want to tell you about the gift pack that I got from Omaha Steaks. It is so fantastic. And now, for only $49.99, you can get the family gift pack from Omaha Steaks. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar, and you're going to get 77% off. This is a great gift for food lovers. I sent this gift to my sister up in Boston. Right now, they are giving exclusive savings to our listeners. Listen to what what you get for under $50. You get two filet mignons. You get two top sirloins.
Oh, yeah.
You get two boneless pork chops that are phenomenal. Four boneless chicken breasts. Four kielbasa sausages. Plus four burgers. That's the best. They're the best I've ever had.
Yes.
The meatballs are incredible, too. You get a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs. They are astonishingly good. Four potatoes au gratin. Four caramel apple tartlets. An Omaha steak seasoning packet. Plus four additional kielbasa sausages. And you get them for free. Get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. You type in TMOS in the search bar and add the family gift pack to your cart for the great price of only $49.99.
Take advantage.
omahasteaks.com. Enter TMOS in the search bar and get 77% savings on this amazing assortment. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. Thank you, Omaha Steaks. We love them. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, November 3, 2016. Take it away.
Before we get to the sound, breaking news.
Happy birthday, Todd Moore.
Yay, Todd.
Happy birthday to you.
Todd Moore. Send him a message.
Tesla.
TMOS sent you.
Yeah.
There you go. Very good. And when Oscar says that, you better do that. He's extraordinarily needy.
Yeah. When you go to his Facebook page, you actually have to use the TMOS code in the box for promotions. Otherwise, he won't get the message.
Tell him we sent
you. That's right.
All right.
Yeah, the app guru.
I thought this was fantastic. The new Burger King commercial, they've brought back their cheesy tots. And to promote them, they got John Heder, and I think his name is Efren Ramirez.
Nice pull.
Pedro.
Who played Pedro and Napoleon Dynamite. They're not in character, but just to see them in a booth.
Napoleon's a little bit in character.
Just to see them in the booth eating tater tots is great.
Whoa. Are those cheesy tots?
Yeah.
Are they good?
Yeah.
Can I have one?
Sure.
Damn, they're so
That's
good.
It. Hey, you know what? I'm thinking about it. I'm not a big sequel person, but I would take a sequel for Napoleon Dynamite in a heartbeat.
However, I will say this. It has the rarest quality of movies that it does get funnier every time you watch it.
It does.
And if that's the case, you don't need a sequel.
No, or just a movie about Uncle Rico.
Rico could do a movie. Because, you know, I'm sure you can find them on demand. They did about 8 or 10 episodes of an animated Napoleon Dynamite that was pretty good. I watched every episode.
An origin story of Uncle Rico.
Played by a young guy?
Yeah, when he was in high school and he has heyday.
When he could throw the ball over the mountain.
And little Napoleons are running around.
But I'll tell you, that is a movie that... that crosses generations, and it does get funnier every time. Because I didn't like
it with my daughters. Absolutely,
I didn't like it that much the first time I saw it. Maybe it was because it was recommended by Beth Ann.
I think it's a slow burn. I think you have to watch it a few times, and then when you get that whole cult thing going, it's fantastic.
Now, Mike, what about this sound? You remember this? Remember this sound?
That's the turtle that's humping a shoe.
If there was a game show hosted by Jim Lang called Name That Sound, you'd win.
There we go. And
it's
it
a baby
a shoe,
turtle.
Right?
It is a baby turtle. Yeah, humping a shoe. But we just
How
put.
How do you remember this? That's awesome.
Because there's only been about 10 sounds I've ever played.
I've watched it dozens of times.
just as long as you need to, right?
Absolutely. It gets it done for me.
So I say that for reference because you know those turtles, those giant tortoises, get huge.
And they're old, too. They live for 100 years.
Here is the sound of two giant tortoises mating. And it sounds a little too close to human to sit well with me.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's...
Don't pull a hammy.
To me, it wasn't sexy enough.
You can go home right now. You can go home right now. That is the best. That's the best of the month right
there. It wasn't sexy enough, so...
I've heard people say that... too much of anything is not good for you. But... I don't know about that.
Or maybe you want to do something even sexier?
And it sounds like they're in a Don's Johns.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is too good.
Yeah, so that's that. Are you familiar with the new challenge that is called the...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go
the
ahead.
One-finger selfie challenge?
Oh, yeah.
I invite you to Google this because I
find it
strangely appealing. It started with anime, of all places.
Yeah, but you're looking at girls, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah, easy.
Now explain it to me. I'm curious now. What's going
on? What happens is, you know, you do a selfie in the mirror, as you would normally. A lady does this. And they are naked. And they use their finger to, in the image, cover their lower nasty bits. But use the reflection of the finger to cover their upper nasty bits.
It's the neat sandwich and their boobs. They're covering both of them up.
But you have to use the actual finger.
Break me off a piece of that. I'm all in.
And what's great are the ones that almost work. But anyway.
It's actually pretty artistic.
It is, and it's not easy. Not easy.
No, it's really
hard. So what you want to Google when you get home, and Mike, that you are home, is not the one-finger selfie challenge. Here is one of my least favorite species of things, the YouTube star. Her name is Amy Davison, and this is her actually trying to do it. It requires a lot of precision fingering.
So I am right now live going to attempt the one-finger selfie challenge. Can we do this? I got to check. So it's gotta be.
Is she nude?
Don't see her nude at this point.
Okay.
There, and then I'll block. Will this even work? I don't know. Am I gonna flash you? Okay. Oh, it's blocking here. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're getting it.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, I'm doing it. I did it.
Yeah,
guys,
you did.
I did.
Good girl.
I know that is a very visual item, but I feel it's gonna break very large in the next 48 hours. So watch for it.
Well, it's broken large in this studio. I'm looking at it right now.
All right.
Clear cash, Mike.
It's amazing. Home soon. And it's just a skill.
It is. Truly is. And, it also, Mike, it rewards those with proper grooming.
Absolutely.
There is a guy version, though, I stumbled onto, and that's even harder. No pun intended.
So to speak.
Two fingers.
Yeah, okay. You can check the guys out. That doesn't seem like it. Well, it would work for me.
Talk about it on your other show.
Well, no, I stumbled onto it.
Sure.
Buddy trail.
He stumbled because he was running right for it. That's why he stumbled.
I will tell you, I'd be able to do it successfully.
Oh my gosh, look at the time. We got to finish up.
All right,
in Mountain Valley, Virginia, Mike, I believe that is near Martinsville.
Okay.
There is a gentleman named Vernon Gilbert. He's 67 years old, but everyone just calls him Cooney Frog, and he has lived in the same house his entire life without running water and without electricity. But now that he's 67, it's getting harder to haul the water, getting harder to build the fires to heat the house. So they chipped in, and they got him solar panels and running water for his house. And I want you to hear Cooney Frog. You would think a man who lived his entire 67-year-old life without running water, without electricity, would not be an erudite, well-spoken man.
All right.
But let's hear Cooney Frog, okay?
All my life, born in the same little house here, 1949.
How do you get around without the electricity?
I don't know. That's the question. I got to put a 1022 on there. 1022 shares off me disregard, so I don't know how I got around. So far, I've been happy all my life. Mm-mm. I had some bad days in the hospital, but not here. I mean, it took me 8.5 hours to put that wood in there by myself, one hand with a wheelbarrow.
And I asked him, I said, Cooney, are you excited about your new house? And he said,
I'll tell you what you do. You just take them dang old spark plugs out, and then that little hole, you just put a little hole around there. Just like Bobby Hunter said, it's like it'd go boom, boom. Just like.
It's true. It's very true.
Bobby Boucher.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
I love that. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. Love those tortoises. My God. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 2007. To send a letter or birthday request for our weekly mailbag, send something to Rob about 2 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Don't you dare.
It's Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. TMOS relies on the help of our listeners. I got to tell you something. Tomorrow, when Oscar Santana walks in here, I'm going to ask him, how are we doing on bonus show subscriptions?
Yes.
Please give him the joy that he will have by sharing with you that we have set a record with bonus show subscriptions. When you get the bonus show, you're also going to get the holiday album, and you're going to qualify for a $200 Amazon gift card. We give
Five drawings.
Plus, you get the extra show every week for a year.
Yes.
It's that fantastic. So please, today, make it a priority for you to sign up for the Mike O'Meara Show Bonus Hour. It's a wonderful, uncensored, commercial-free, extra hour of show that we do for you every single week. That's it. Pitch over for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Meara inviting you to join us. Yes. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Yes.
Mike, it's a good problem to have.
It's a great problem.
That's right. This show today has been brought to you by Vistaprint. Holiday time is busy time, but you can create a wonderful holiday card by going to Vistaprint.com. I made my card. I should have brought it in today. I will bring it in next time. I promise you. I did it myself. It was fun and easy. Lots of options and easy to personalize with my own message and photos. The boys are holding up their holiday cards right now. Right now. An amazing value, 60% off. 50 holiday cards for as low as $17.59. Now through Tuesday, December 6th, Vistaprint has a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal. Just use our code TMOS60 at checkout. All quantity styles in stock, 60% off. Only good through December 6th, so act now. To get 60% off, just visit Vistaprint.com. Create your custom holiday card. Enter the code TMOS60 at checkout. Again, that's TMOS60. And your savings will be applied automatically. It's that easy. This offer is only good through December 6th, so go to Vistaprint.com. Remember, TMOS60, and get your holiday shopping done today. Now I can tell you, for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.